Setu Women's Handicraft. Setuma has maintained the tradition and skills of handicrafts for much longer than its neighbours. In the past, a woman's handicraft skills determined the fate of the family and social relationships. Until the late 19th century, the mother had to make all the necessary clothing items herself. Thus, girls as young as 5 years old began collecting handmade items such as gloves, socks, towels, belts and more in a dowry chest, which they would use in their future households. A woman's skills in handicrafts also played a significant role in matchmaking, and to a large extent, a bride was chosen based on her skills in this regard. Among the handicraft items made by Setu women, the most remarkable are the women's traditional clothes. It is incredible to think about the exquisite and beautiful craftsmanship achieved by women who couldn't read or write and often had to do needlework in dim light, tired from their other tasks. Just look at the fine patterns on the women's shirt sleeves. Notice the neat and delicate, colourful crochet lace that decorates the tails of the married women's headscarves. And if you knew how labour-intensive it is to weave a headband. Even in the past, it was such a complex task that only a few skilled masters dedicated themselves to it. The most important thing to take pride in today is that the skill of handicraft has been preserved among Setu women. They still have to make the entire traditional clothes themselves. Except for the fabric for the apron and the dress, no item can be bought from a store. Setu women continue to weave and knit, to crochet and sew the garments, just as they always have.